Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The Lewis and Clark expedition, launched right here in Pittsburgh, helped to open the vast territories of the western half of the United States. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark first met near Pittsburgh during the Whiskey Rebellion in 1794. A decade later, in 1803, just prior to the purchase of Louisiana from Napoleon, President Thomas Jefferson commissioned Lewis and Clark to find a water route to the Pacific, make contact with Indian nations, and identify the vast resources of the American West. Jefferson and Lewis, who were longtime friends and former neighbors in Virginia, recognized that Pittsburgh's thriving boat-building industry and its location at the headwaters of the Ohio River made it the natural gateway to the West and the logical place to begin the journey of discovery. All of the supplies and trade goods for the journey were directed to the strategic Forks of the Ohio. On August 31, 1803, Lewis launched the expedition from the U.S. Wharf at Fort Fayette, the site of today's David L. Lawrence Convention Center. After loading his supplies, Lewis set off in a 55-foot, 10-ton keelboat down the Allegheny River on his way to the Ohio River and eventually the Mississippi River. Lewis set off with a crew of 11 men and a Newfoundland dog named Seaman. At Bruno's Island, about 3 miles away from the point, Lewis demonstrated his new air gun to Dr. Felix Bruno and local dignitaries. The air gun went off accidentally, wounding a woman who was standing nearby. It turned out that she was okay, but Lewis got the men back on the boat and shoved off. After leaving Bruno's Island, the boat became stranded on sandbars before reaching McKee's Rocks. The crew had to unload all of the supplies 3 times before finding deeper water. An inauspicious start for the 8,000-mile journey. 3 years after Meriwether Lewis left Pittsburgh, Lewis and Clark announced their discoveries and a flood of immigrants passed through Pittsburgh, the original gateway to the West.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.